Work is almost completed on the first government building to be deep retrofitted. The OPW says Tom Johnson House in Dublin 4 will use 75% less energy and its life will be extended by 50 to 80 years. It's part of the government's obligation to reduce the carbon footprint of its building stock. Carol Coleman has visited the building.
We're in what was called Tom Johnson House in Beggar's Bush, which people would know from the Labour Court before, and now it's been used and recycled as a new office building for a number of government departments.
Started in 2022, the work at Tom Johnson House has taken almost 2 years. So why was this 1970s office block chosen as the first government building to be deep retrofitted? Kieran O'Connor is principal architect with the Office of Public Works.
Well, first of all, we own it, so we wanted to invest in our own estate, whereas if we're renting buildings, we don't get the value of doing energy saving there. But by doing it to our own building, we give the long-term gain, and that's really the reason why we went for this building.
The original frame, structure and concrete is retained, saving thousands of tonnes of carbon emissions.
This building has its carbon since 1973, so we're not adding to that. If we were to knock it down and rebuild it, we would be. But now this is giving this building at least another 50 to 80 years.
So what did the deep retrofit involve? Dan Costello, a senior architect on the project, recalls what the building was like at the start.
It was sort of very dark and gloomy and sort of disorientating. You didn't know what side of the building you were on.
This would be considered the first floor, the second floor?
So we're on the first floor here. And this is one of the sort of spaces off the central atrium. And this is intended as a sort of an area for informal meetings or social areas. And it's also a means of connecting across the floor easily.
Now with heavy insulation, natural ventilation, a heat pump and solar panels, energy use should fall by 75%.
The building, when we started work, it was a C3 rating. And since the upgrade works, the building will have an A2 rating.
Temperatures are cosy in winter, and in warmer weather, fresh air can circulate.
You don't get that sort of stale, air-conditioned environment that you have in a lot of offices.
Let's go in and see what it's like.
The carpets that you're standing on, they're made from recycled content. Mm. All the paint, any paint that's gone up in the building, and that has recycled content in it. And a lot of the insulation used also has recycled content. And also, I think it's important that buildings from the 1970s are kept and respected as a means of remembering our architectural heritage from any era that's important to us.
Achieving net zero emissions by 2050 means that more government buildings will have to be deep retrofitted, but it's costly work. The final bill for this one, including EU funding, will top €20 million. Whether more government buildings get this treatment depends on funds and, according to Kieran O'Connor, the performance of Tom Johnson House.
Well, we have a whole set of things throughout the building to measure temperature, quality of air, levels of light, and we'll be checking that against what our design criteria were and seeing do they match. Because what's happened in other countries, for instance in London, they found that 80% of the buildings did not hit the standard they claimed to set out to hit.
This building will welcome hundreds of employees soon, but with just 70 car spaces, Dan Costello says the design is bike friendly.
Down at basement level, we've created a sort of a huge sort of suite of facilities for staff cycling to work, so that they have a large internal cycle parking area where they can store their bikes. And we have changing rooms, and we also have drying rooms, so that all the facilities are there to encourage staff to cycle to work.